Let us take a portion of scripture. Let us take a psalm, Psalm 62. 62nd Sangeetram. Hallelujah. Psalm 62. Let us read verse by verse. The last two verses we will read together. 62nd Sangeetram. Psalm 62. My soul waits in silence for God only. From Him is my salvation. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than breath. Let us read the last two verses together. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is yours, O Lord. For you recompense a man according to his work. Let us lift up our holy hands to God this morning and thank Him for this psalm. Let us place our trust in Him. He is our hope. He is our rock. He is our salvation. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. In whom can we be shaken? We will not be greatly shaken because God is our refuge. God is our strength. Thank you, Jesus, that your steadfast love lasts forever. And we thank you this morning for your glory. Spirit of God, we thank you, Father, for this morning. We thank you for your presence that is in this place. We thank you that you are doing a new thing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are raising us as an end time army for your kingdom. Lord Jesus, we pray as we continue to read and study from your word, will you speak to us? Will you minister to us, Spirit of God? We surrender ourselves into your mighty hands. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Hallelujah. You may all be seated. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Greetings to you all in the matchless name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's such a blessing for me to see all of you here. It is such a blessing to see this place filled up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we come together to worship the King of Kings and to worship the Lord of Lords, there is nothing that can replace the fellowship that we have with the saints. Thank God for this space. Thank God that we get to worship Him. Amen. Thank God also that we have a beautiful weather today. How many of you guys noticed when you were driving, the car's thermometer was telling you some temperature? It said double digits in the plus. 10, 11, 12, 13, doesn't matter what you saw. I hear that it's going up to 14 or 15 today. So take some time after church service, enjoy, because this is not going to last soon. Tomorrow it's going to snow again and get cold. But while this lasts, let us thank God. Today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This morning we have the Lord's table before us. So I don't want to take a lot of time. I usually say that and I still take a lot of time. So I'll try and keep myself short today. We're going to read from Psalm 62. This, in the beginning it says, it is for the choir director according to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Jeduthun is actually one of the praise leaders of David, and it is listed in the list of in the book of Chronicles. He's listed there as one of the praise leaders in the Levites. But here, this verse verse 1 starts like this. My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. Verse 2 reads, he only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. This is the chorus of this psalm. This chorus repeats itself in verses 5 and 6 with minor changes in the words. But this is the refrain or the chorus that is being repeated and is the theme of this psalm. The psalm can be divided into two portions. If you take verses 1 to 4, it is talking about trusting in the Lord and waiting upon him. And verses 5 to verse 12 is talking about trusting in the Lord and not putting your trust in riches or wealth. In the first four verses, also it is saying not to trust in people. Now, last week when I was speaking, I said that we need to build a family unit within the church. We need to get close. We need to abide together. We need to have strong relationships. We need to trust one another. And when I come here, I said we are starting with don't trust anybody, only trust in God. And so some of you might be like, Pastor Joel, please make up your mind. We are getting mixed messages every time you speak. But let me tell this to you. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. In fact, all your life you will have noticed this, that everyone around you, including your most trusted companion, will let you down. And to say that that's not true is actually a lie. At every step, in every occasion, in every season of life, you will be surprised that the people you look up to, the people that you hope will not let you down, might let you down. And if your hope is in people, you will be shattered. But rather, if your hope is in God, who is our rock, who is our fortress, who is our refuge, you will not be shaken. God wants his children to place our hope and our refuge in him. But this is interesting because in verse 1 it says, my soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. And this is interesting because it seems that this psalmist is going to remain silent before God. In fact, whenever we come to church, what do we always do? We say, don't be silent. Lift up your voices and praise God. Let us continue to worship God. Let us open our mouth and raise up our voices. But there are seasons in time, certain circumstances come where all you can do is be silent. These are times of absolute despair. I was going through such a season in 2014, in the month of February, 2014. Actually, 2015. I was going through a really difficult time, and I was waiting on God to answer some promises. And it was a struggle for me to pray, because every time I went to pray, I would not be able to open my mouth. Only my eyes would cry. Some of you are nodding your heads because you have gone through certain situations like that, where just coming to the Lord, it's almost like you cannot even open your mouth to say anything, because all you can do is pour out your heart and it is just tears and cries that comes out. No words can come out of your mouth. When you look back at those seasons, you might think, oh my goodness, how dark and depressing or how difficult that season was. But when we look back, we see how God carried us and brought us here right now. And maybe some of you might be going through a season right now where this is your situation, where all you can do is be silent before God. The people that you have turned to for help have let you down. Verse 4, they have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. We all know those kind of people, right? Oh, this kind of people that comes and says, praise the Lord, Sahodara. Praise the Lord, Sahodari. They come and greet us, but inside the car, we hear that the people that they were dropping were saying, oh, Achaya, avaru ningale patti ottri samsarikkunnundayirunnu. They will say, they had so much to talk about you. But this man gave me a nice smile and gave me a hug and gave praise the Lord and said, everything is good. How are you doing? And secretly inside their heart, there is this hurt. There is this pain and they might even curse you. But you see, children of God, my counsel is that you have to be silent before God. Because he is your salvation. He is the one who rescues us from all of these people, including the wicked. And verse 2, it says, he is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, and I shall not be greatly shaken. This chapter of Psalm constantly refers to God as my, and it is repeated again and again and again. He says, he's my rock, my salvation. He is my hope. In verse 5, it says, he is my hope. And then verse 6, it goes on to repeat, my rock, my salvation, my stronghold. Verse 7, it says, my salvation, my glorious rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge. God is a refuge for us. You see, children of God, when we read this portion, we don't think of God as the one who is our strength, our rock, our refuge, because we often think of him as a high and lofty and mighty God, but then we don't attribute him our strength. When I ask you, what is the name of our God? Some of you might say, the Sunday school answer is Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is always the answer. But Jesus is his earthly name. Before Jesus came on earth, what was God's name? Some of you might say, Yahweh. And we say, Yahweh, you know, his name is, we sing that song, his name is Yahweh. Actually, that does not even fit correctly. I'll tell you what Yahweh means. Yahweh means, I am who I am. Or, it actually really means he is who he is. So when we say Yahweh Jireh or Yireh, what are we saying? He is who he is, provider. When we say Yahweh Rapha, what are we saying? He is who he is, healer. When we're saying Yahweh Shalom, he is who he is, peace. That means God says, whoever you want me to be, I am that for you. He is El Roy. He is Elohim. He is El Shaddai. He is all of these things because what you need in your circumstance, he is that for you. You need God to be your rock because other people have let you down. He is our rock. You feel vulnerable and you feel exposed. Ask him because he is our fortress. If you are feeling like you're in a dangerous place, say, he is our refuge and he is our strength. God is everything that we need him to be and more. He is more than enough. He is more than sufficient. Verses 11 and 12, I want to end it there. It says, once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and loving kindness is yours, O Lord, for you recompense a man according to his work. This is what it means. It says that God has spoken in the midst of the psalmist's silence. In the midst, when the psalmist is being silent, he heard this. Power belongs to God. And loving kindness is yours, O Lord. Which means that the power that belongs to the world is not real power. I'm not going to take it there, but if you read in verse 9, let's read verse 9. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up, they're together lighter than breath. This word vanity is often repeated in the book of Ecclesiastes, and it is said, everything is vanity. Riches is vanity. Poverty is vanity. Working under the sun is vanity. Happiness is vanity. Sorrow is vanity. Everything is vanity, vanity, vanity. The Hebrew word for that is havel. Havel is, its meaning is vapor or breath. When you go on a particularly cold day in the morning, if you go outside and you take a breath, what do you see? You see the vapor. Does it last? No, it goes. It disappears. And he says, everything is like this breath. Everything is like vapor. Everything is vanity. Everything is havel. And he's saying that, in that it says, who cares if you're poor, if your stature has not increased? Who cares if you are the CEO, CFO, or the highest power or status in the country? It doesn't matter. Together, you are less than breath. But what is eternal? God. He is steadfast. His love is never ending. His power has no end. So when we place our hope, don't place your hope in something that will go away like vapor. Place your hope and trust in something that is eternal. That eternal love is like a weapon. It lasts forever. So that is why when we say, children of God, our trust is not placed on human beings. Even the most reliable of them will one day leave you just due to biological reasons. You know, Betty and I, we often say this. We say that that we both, God will take both of us together at the same time. Not one second should last between. Betty is like, you should not go without me and I should not go without you. Both of us should go together. I was like, what about Jedediah? God will provide. I was like, poor boy, he will lose two people in one day. No, we're just assuming things. But it's almost like the pain of losing each other is so painful. We have said, if God, and Betty often says this and prays this, God, if you're going to take us, let it be your will that you take us together. The reason why I'm saying is like, people will also let you down. Even if they don't mean to. In fact, there's this on the news, I was reading that there's this lady who has these deep-rooted depression issues and feeling of abandonment because her brother, who was like maybe 10 or 11 years older to her and whom she really admired and looked up to, said that he's going to go up a mountain. And she said, no, don't go up the mountain. I don't want you to go. And he does this repeatedly. He goes up the mountain climbing all the time. And she said, don't go up the mountain. Just stay with me. And the brother said, don't worry. I'll be back. And that time is the last time he climbed up the mountain. He didn't come back home. The rest of her life, she's like, I cannot trust anybody. My own loving brother, who said that he will never leave me and that he will come back home, lied to me. Now, we understand that. In that mind of that lady, now that she's a woman, she felt like she could not place a trust in someone like her brother. Well, that's what I'm saying. The circumstances are out of our hand. Even the people we are here around you are like vapor. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Nobody knows. No one can give you guarantee of tomorrow. But there is one who is eternal. There is one who will never pass away. There is one whose words are always Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is there for you, even if everyone else leaves you. Place your hope in him, who is not like the vapor, but is like a pillar. He is the rock. He is our salvation. His love is steadfast and never ending. That is our hope. So it is not in conflict with what I shared last week. I am saying that, yes, we gather together and let us trust one another. But our ultimate trust is not in one another. Our ultimate trust is in God, who is eternal. May God bless us with these words. I'll just end with prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. The word says that we are like grass that is here today and gone tomorrow. We have no guarantee over our lives. We don't know when our lives will come to end. We are like Havel. We are like vapor. We are like breath. Everything is vanity with us. But Lord, you are eternal. You are never ending. You are our Alpha and Omega. You are our rock and our firm foundation. We place our hope in you. This morning, Father, we remain silent before you in the face of people who might speak against us, or even if our status or our situations might not be the best. Father, Lord, we place our hope in you. We thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, for giving your life to us. Now we own everything. You have given us everything in our life. You have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, and by him we have everything. You are Yahweh. You are who you are. And we don't need anything because you're our rock, our shield, our healer, our deliverer, our redeemer, our shepherd. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.